With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Multiple agencies will join forces today to begin pulling wreckage from Wednesday's plane crash from the bottom of the Potomac River. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the Navy, the Coast Guard, and the NTSB will be working together to begin removing debris. About 40 bodies have been recovered so far. Officials believe they'll find more when the wreckage is removed from the river. Authorities are beginning to look at the timeline of Wednesday night's collision of that Army helicopter and an American Airlines passenger jet that killed 67 people. Aviation security analyst Alan Deal says Reagan National Airport has always been busy.
Controllers who work that airport are particularly, they're selected because they are good. But still, we need to look at things like fatigue on the part of controllers, the manning levels in the tower.
Reports have said they were massively understaffed. In a video statement, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the military is investigating.
Senior level aviation team, an investigative team from our Aviation Safety Center, was deployed last night and already is in Washington, D.C. to investigate what's going on. We anticipate that the investigation will quickly be able to determine whether the aircraft was in the corridor and at the right altitude at the time of the incident.
Also at SRNNews.com, a suspect arrested near the U.S. Capitol building Monday will remain in custody pending trial. 24-year-old Riley Jane English allegedly told investigators that he planned to use two homemade Molotov cocktails to kill members of the Trump administration. English also claimed his action was inspired by the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The Massachusetts resident who claims to be trans decided to waive Thursday's scheduled detention hearing and remain in federal custody. This is SRN News. It appears abortion is an Oregon value.
That's what Governor Tina Kotek says in a post on social media. The Democrat vows to protect abortion, transgenderism, and illegal immigrants, listing them amongst, quote, Oregon values. The governor is reacting to executive orders from President Trump that seek to curb DEI, the LGBT agenda, and open borders. Republicans are blasting Kotek's pronouncement, saying that she has a warped view of what the state's values really are. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A trial over North Dakota's ban on so-called sex change procedures for kids is underway in Bismarck. Three families and a pediatric endocrinologist alleged in a lawsuit filed in 2023 that the law violates the state constitution. Then-Governor Doug Burgum signed the ban that included an exemption for kids who were receiving hormones. This is SRN News. The Senate confirms former North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum as Interior Secretary. Bob Agnew reports.
As Interior Secretary, Burgum is expected to ease restrictions on domestic energy production. He told the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee earlier this month he sees energy as critical to his two top priorities, national security and the economy. Enough Democrats supported Burgum's nomination to make a final confirmation vote a mere formality. Bob Agnew reporting.
U.S. officials approve a new type of pain drug designed to eliminate the risk of addiction and overdose associated with opioids. The Food and Drug Administration approved the pill from Vertex Pharmaceuticals for acute pain that often occurs after surgery or injuries. It's the first new pharmaceutical approach to treating pain in 20 years. Netflix is greenlighting a reboot of Little House on the Prairie. The series will be based on the classic novels. More details at SRNNews.com.